You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. No matter where you go, it seems the conversation in the Treasure Valley inevitably ends up being about growth. In fact, according to data from Ada County officials, Ada County has grown by 24% in just the last 10 years. And as Idaho continues to grow, city and county leaders can plan effectively if they look at the needs and the values of the community at large. Ada County Commissioner Diana Lacciando is joining us live in studio to talk about growth and how commissioners are hoping we will all take a part of this conversation. I want to welcome you to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And we also want to hear from you. If you have a question for the commissioner about growth, send us a tweet. In the next 5 minutes, we will be monitoring Twitter. Use the hashtag Idaho Matters. So you're planning a public conversation, and you're calling it the Ada County Coordinated Growth Conversation. So tell me about what this is and how you got here.
Well, let's really sort of step back. You and I had a conversation shortly after my election, and I think one of the things we talked about is how this issue was really on the tip of everyone's tongue. And depending on the neighborhood you're in, you may be thinking about school overcrowding or traffic congestion or housing affordability, but sort of those residual impacts of growth, people are thinking about them. And the other piece that I noted is that folks are frustrated. They feel like different entities are pointing fingers at each other. And even though we do try to work together, we need to step it up a level in terms of how we're coordinating. So this is that first step. And if you've been following some reporting out there, you know it's not our first go around as a community in trying to better coordinate. Those efforts had come to some fruition, but at the end of the day, didn't reach their full potential, I believe, because folks weren't willing to give up some of their jurisdiction. So we're going to give it a go again. I am really relatively new in office, and I think we owe it to ourselves as a community to try to better plan and prepare for growth.
So on October 16th, you will be at Expo Idaho from 5 to 7 p.m. having this conversation. So what kind of information will the public be hearing at this event, and can they also speak and be heard?
Absolutely. We're just at the beginning of this. So we're going to be doing a few things. We're going to be pulling some local data in terms of what we're seeing and what we're expecting, and that'll be coming from Compass. And then we're also bringing in some national and regional experts. One who's going to talk about how coordinated growth planning has worked in other communities and can share some lessons learned and perhaps some pitfalls to avoid. And one gentleman who's going to be coming to talk about fiscal impact analysis, which is kind of a wonky term, but what it is taking a look at all of our growth plans and really running the numbers and understanding when those get built out, what's it going to cost us? And I think that's where the important conversation happens. There's a lot of what I would call angst about growth in the community, but it's based on a lot of feelings, which are real. But I think when we can have a common language and data to understand what are the costs of these different types of growth, that gives us a starting place to start to make some different decisions.
And you really want all six cities in Ada County involved. I would think that goes to the fact that all of these cities are unique. So when you talk about this common language and common ground, how do you do that?
It's so true. And we just wrapped last week meetings with all six cities in Ada County. And the conversations were different depending on where we were at. But that common language of things we love about the community, we love our access to the outdoors, we love our safety here, we love just the family-centered focus, those remain the same. Mm-hmm. Where we're going to have the opportunity to have that conversation, I truly believe, is about this fiscal analysis. City taxpayers, our county taxpayers, our ACHD taxpayers, and when we look at our property tax bills, we want to know that they're being used effectively, and I think that's the opportunity we have to engage that conversation.
Oh, we're speaking with Ada County Commissioner Diana Lacciando about the county's coordinated growth conversation. What do you think is the biggest misconception about our growth in Ada County?
Well, I think there's some folks out there who think there's been a big move to try to attract people to live there. And you know, maybe there has been around the tourism aspect. But for the most part, folks are moving here because, like everybody else, they think it's a beautiful place. They want to raise a family. They want to live in a safe place. And that's okay. I think it's more important for us to think about growing gracefully. Mm. It's a little bit like aging. We know what's going to happen. How can we do it in a thoughtful and responsible manner? And that's what I'm interested in.
So I want to talk a little bit about growth in some of the issues that cities face when it comes to growth. And we see this in cities across the country, and this is our homeless population. And we know, too, when you have tremendous growth, sometimes that homelessness population grows as well. And we should note that before becoming a county commissioner, you were the director of community partnerships for the city of Boise. So you worked very closely to find housing solutions as part of your position with the city of Boise when it came to our city's homeless population. So late last week, Boise mayoral candidate and current Boise City Council President Laura McLean came out in opposition of the city's move to take a case over ticketing those who sleep on the street to the U.S. Supreme Court. She noted that she's against the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling to our nation's highest court. She says because she believes there could be wide-ranging implications for cities across the country that don't have as robust of social services as Boise. We've talked about this on our program, where this court case is right now. This has been going on for a decade within the city of Boise. What are your thoughts on an ordinance like this when it comes to growth and livability?
Well, like many things, it's pretty nuanced. I think there's a tendency to try and make this black and white, but it's not. We do know that folks who are perhaps experiencing some kind of mental illness, it might be difficult for them to go into the shelter system, and that's very real. At the same time, and I was heavily involved with addressing Cooper Court, if mm-hmm. you remember that a few years ago, what we saw in that instance was that not only were those sort of core chronically homeless folks sleeping outside, we had a younger, more violent, more drug-involved group who then took that opportunity to camp. And they took that opportunity really to prey upon folks experiencing homelessness. So it's that balance, and I don't believe that allowing camping to go on in our communities is a great solution. I think we've seen that around the West Coast. Ultimately, the courts are going to decide what happens there. I'm much more interested in focusing on positive, proactive, evidence-based solutions, like the county is partnering in with the city and the hospitals on New Path, moving forward with the veterans development. But I really think that's that middle ground. We kind of have to stand our ground, in my opinion, on not allowing some of those negative impacts of camping while driving hard on positive evidence-based solutions.
And, you know, because we have to talk about this issue when it comes to growth, because as you said, with growth, it's so incredibly nuanced. And with this idea of this camping ordinance, do you, in your opinion, think that there is just a misunderstanding by the average citizen around what this means?
Yeah, I think it's important to note the city's ordinance is just one tool in a larger toolkit. And if you've spent any time with Bike Patrol, which I have gone on ride-alongs, bike-alongs with them, you know that they're really focused on getting folks access to services. The ordinance is one tool to help them encourage folks to access the coordinated entry system, to access the shelters. And ultimately, we'll see what mm-hmm. the courts decide. But I think it's an interesting process we'll all be witnessing going forward.
As a county commissioner, I mean, when we talk about homelessness, we do seem to focus specifically on Boise. It is the capital city. It is the main downtown. When you have talked with other city leaders in the six cities in the county, is this an issue that comes up? Is this something that they are concerned with within their cities? Or is this really focused more in the capital city?
Well, this is a big reason that I ran, actually, for county commissioner, because I truly believed it needed to be bigger than one city. It's a regional issue. Boise tends to bear the brunt of it because it's where there are a lot of services located. But we're working on family homelessness, for example. And I just was meeting with the executive director of Jesse Tree, and you know, they were helping a lot of families who had fallen into homelessness coming out of Meridian. So this is something we need to grapple with as a region. We don't need to point fingers at each other. We need to focus on those positive, proactive solutions.
And that comes back to this community conversation.
Absolutely.
And so again, if people want to come to this, what is your main goal for this community conversation next Thursday?
It's to start the process of understanding what growth is in our community, understanding what some other options could be, and understanding how different choices could potentially save us all taxpayer dollars. And again, going back to some efforts that didn't quite reach their full potential last time, I think the difference this time is that the public is really paying attention. And I think we need the public to walk alongside us and really to force all of us jurisdictions, myself included, to work together, stay with us, and make us come out with a better solution.
I want to thank you for coming in today and talking about this. If you are interested in this coordinated growth conversation, it will be at Expo Idaho Thursday, October 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. Thank you so much for the conversation.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Dinah Lacciando, Ada County Commissioner. Up next, a conversation with the author of the highly acclaimed memoir, Made. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.